I like to think of a project about which I talked to the president of Chile, which contemplates the diversion of water from those high mountain lakes between Bolivia and Peru for making a garden on the coast of South America to the west for Chile and Peru, and in return, giving Bolivia a seaport on the Pacific. I had a very pleasant conversation with the president of Chile on that subject. And I like to think of the development of the Paraná, Paraguay, and Uruguay rivers. Think what wonderful possibilities are in those great waterways for development. And those are only samples. For all over the continent of South America, there are greater resources undeveloped than were ever in this United States of America. And I know that we can develop them for the welfare of the whole world as well as ourselves. I like to think of the possibilities of industrial development in your countries. I remember with pride the part that this country played, even during the troubled times of the last war, in helping to create steel industry in Brazil. I think with satisfaction of the progress that has been made by Chile and other countries in setting up factories and hydroelectric projects in recent years. Our countries do not have unlimited resources to devote to the creative developments such as these. We cannot do as much in the midst of a defense emergency as we could in normal times, but we must do all we can. It is the genius of our democratic type of society that we are constantly creative and constantly advancing. We hold out to all people the prospect of bettering their condition, not in the dim future, not after some terrible and bloody upheaval, but steadily through the years in the simple activities of our daily life. In our countries, we do not measure our prosperity by the power of the state. We do not measure the progress of our society in terms of military might. We do not measure our advancement in terms of the profits or luxuries of the few. Our yardstick is the welfare of the many. We think in terms of the average man, how he lives, what he can buy, and the freedom he enjoys. These are the standards by which we measure our development. And by these standards, we are marching steadily forward. And we shall continue that march. Our vision of progress is not limited to our own countries. We extend it to all the peoples of the world. We know that people are very much alike in their basic aspirations. Wherever they may be, or whatever language they may speak, we recognize that the people of Russia, the people of the Soviet satellite states, are very much like us in what they want for themselves and for their children. We hope that someday they will find it possible to turn their leaders from their present path of tyranny and aggression. Our goal is self-development, not imperialism. Our goal is peace, not war. Our goal, not only for ourselves, but for all peoples, is a better world, materially, morally, and spiritually.
You have heard an address by the President of the United States before the inaugural session of the fourth meeting of consultation of ministers of foreign affairs of American states. This program came to you from Washington.